interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello, everyone, and August is here. It's nearly back to school time. Summer's going to start slowly winding down. Yet there is no shortage of things to experience and enjoy throughout the Treasure Coast. It's what makes this show so fun, highlighting all of those opportunities. Before I introduce you to our guest, who is no stranger to our program, of course, a shout out to our friends at Michelina's, who was so impressed when they had the opportunity to learn more about just the good work that Barton Arts does when we did the Harvesting the Arts luncheon earlier in the year. They were so thoroughly impressed. And I consider food in so many ways like art. And at Michelina's, Tuesday through Saturday, you can come in from 3 to 9, enjoy a delicious dinner. There's always leftovers to be had. They do catering events, big or small, and they also have some stellar family meal to-go kits. So four to six people, $60, super delicious. You put it on pretty plates. You take all the credit, my friends. That's what I say. You just can't beat their pricing. And they're dedicated to the community, so we love to be able to support them. A special thank you to Michelina's. Now, she's our executive director over at Martin Arts. She's been busy. She's been at it for a while, explaining just how incredible the arts are to our community and to our residents and businesses alike. Nancy Terrell, welcome back to the show, my dear. How are you?
I am great. Thanks so much for having me once again. It's always a fun thing to tell people what is going on that they may not know about.
Well, I really love knowing and having spent some time this year studying the centennial for both Indian River County and Martin County, right? So once upon a time, we were all St. Lucie County, and in 1925, the folks to the north broke off and created Indian River. The folks to the south broke off and created Martin County, named it after the then governor of the state. Yep. I mean, it's just super impressive. And you all have capitalized on that and created an exhibition.
We have. You know, we always do in the summer. We love to showcase our member artists. It's one of the perks. And although you don't have to be a visual artist to be a member, you can be any kind of artist. But for the visual artists, we have this fantastic gallery space. So we do that. And we asked them to find an expression that just was timeless for Martin County in honor of the centennial. It is a great show. When we opened it in July, we had almost 300 people come out for opening night. It was unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I love it. I love it. So give us a little example of what one might find, and how long will the exhibition run through?
The exhibition runs through August 30th, so you have lots of time. And our hours are regularly Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4, although we're open late on Tuesdays till 6. So come by any time. If those aren't good, call us. We'll make arrangements. And so there's paintings, there's photography, there's mixed media works. One of the really cool pieces, Laura K. Whitaker Darvill is a jewelry artist, and she made this pretty little silver vessel, and on it she embedded like these gold little, like there's a Confusion Corner reference, there's a boat, there's a like little things that remind you of Martin County embedded into this beautiful little vessel. Oh. It's amazing.
How intricate.
It's really something incredible to
see. Wow.
But you've got great landmarks from around the community. You've got, buildings. You've got just landscapes that you just feel in your heart were here. So it really covers the gamut of interesting things in Martin County. And part of what we do with the summer show is we have each of the artists do a small piece. This year it was a 5x7. And those pieces we sell for $57. And because they're 5x7s.
Oh, that's and clever. Those, I was wondering, I was thinking about the angle. I'm like, I like it.
And that money all is set aside for future arts education programming. So we do some really great things with our school K-12 students to help make sure they're getting enough arts in their education. So
beautiful. Now, of course, when folks come in and get a chance to view the exhibit and walk around in the historic courthouse space, that's essentially at no charge. They can just leave a donation, which is always encouraged and appreciated.
Absolutely. And we do have a sign that says $5 admission requested, but it is completely donation based. And we just love to have people here. And, you know, if you buy one of the beautiful works because you just fall in love with it, percent of the proceeds stay with us as a commission to, again, support the work that we do and keep the lights on here at the Courthouse Cultural Center.
Yeah, I've recently seen some of my electric bills, and after after just doing some different projects around the house, and I'm like, whoa, that is quite the number. I could only imagine what yours looks like.
Four air conditioning units.
And, right? You know. Yeah, darling. Uh-huh. Like, how many patrons can we get coming through looking at this exhibit? It would be much appreciated. And they can do that too on the Sunset Concert Night, which is next week.
Yes, actually, it is. It's always on the second Tuesday, so it's coming up on the 4th or the 12th. 12th. I keep looking at my calendar the wrong month. It's August 12th, and we've got this great young musician, Mike Farrow. He went to Martin County High School. He was honored with the Ron Corbin Scholarship when he graduated. And Ron, for those of you who don't know, was a 30-plus year veteran of the choral department at Martin County High School. And all the alumni and families got together and created a scholarship fund for future students who were going to pursue arts education or music education specifically. And so Mike is one of those recipients, and he plays out and about all over town. We've had him at Arts Fest in prior years, but we invited him to come perform at Sunset Concerts on August 12th. So he's going to do a homegrown Southern Blues night. It should be fantastic.
I love it. And the title, A Simple Life.
A Simple Life.
As is the case. You know, and so this runs year-round, though, the Sunset Concerts, second Tuesday.
It is. It is 12 times a year on the second Tuesday.
And it typically starts at 5:30. People are encouraged to bring their own chair, that sort of thing.
And no, it's inside in the gallery, so nice and cool and comfy.
Ooh.
We have 50 chairs, so reservations. We do charge $5 if you're not a member of Martin Arts, but if you're a member of Martin Arts, you get a ticket for free, no problem. But we do ask you to register in advance because we have sold these out on occasion.
Yeah. Limited seats are limited seats.
Limited seats. That's right. October and December, we have special larger venues that we partner with. So those are a little more unlimited. But when they're in the gallery, we have 50 seats, period.
Makes sense. It is such a great space, though, because of the layout, it can be limited. And of course, you want everyone to really appreciate and enjoy it, because like we said, there's culinary arts, there's musical arts, there is the visual arts. I mean, there's just so many aspects of arts. And then, of course, there's women supporting the arts.
There is that also. And they are doing, they've been around for 20 years, if you can believe it.
Well, happy anniversary, girls.
Yeah. And, you know, their number one mission in life as a group is they invite members to join WSA for $1,000 a year. If you're under 40, it's a discount to $500. But all that money goes to a grant program, and they build consensus. They read the grant applications. They make a collective decision about who to give the money to in the community that's an arts-based project. It might be an individual music teacher who needs a new keyboard so he could teach more piano lessons, or maybe it's an organization in town that wants to, like the One of the organizations is doing art program in Banner Lake, which is in Hope Sound. Lindsay Gerritsen, who's a local pianist, she did a program bringing classical music into the school. So there's all kinds of programs and interesting things. But if you want to learn more, you can come to their grant information session at on August 20th if you're both interested in applying for a grant. Or maybe you want to join these wonderful women who, because you have a like mind. They'd be happy to have you. So you can find out about all of that on the 20th.
Interesting. And is that going to be hosted there at the courthouse?
It is, right here at the Courthouse Cultural Center in the evening, 5:30. We tend to do things at 5:30 because people have a time to move around after work if they're working. And and come by. It'll be, you know, less than an hour. It won't be long, but it's always nice to hear what's going on in the community, and you hear some great things then.
Oh, most certainly. And of course, you are always spearheading the mission to keep arts in Martin, and it can sometimes be an uphill battle. I mean, funding through the state has changed and such. So give us a little update about some of the successes.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. You know, one of the things, and this is sort of a sneak peek, but it shows the creativity that we're applying to. You can't keep doing the same things over and over again and expecting different results. So,
right.
And that's insanity. I think they define that.
I do believe that is the technical term. Yes, my darling.
But we've really taken a look at ArtsFest, and we're like, what do we do? Because as much as we keep saying to folks, ArtsFest is a different and special event. It's not like all the other art festivals that your art fest that you find along the streets in our downtowns. This is, you know, of and for the community, and with sponsors like White Glove, we've been able to make it happen all these years. But we're really looking, we have a new partner. It's not all determined yet, but I am 90% certain that we are going to be bringing a really, really, really special food and wine tasting event to center stage at ArtsFest this year.
Ooh.
Yep. So an upgraded ticket. There's going to be some pre-events with a wine tasting and a 5 or 6 course meal prepared by a chef with wine pairing. So we're really bringing the culinary arts to center focus this coming year in ArtsFest. And those are the kinds of things that, you know, we have to do to make sure the revenues are where they need to be so that we can keep promoting the arts in the community. You know, the state approved some grants this year, but not all grants. So it still is way under what has been expected, and the National Endowment for the Arts canceled a lot of their grants this prior year. So our local communities, you know, have to step up if they want to have a vibrant arts and cultural community to enjoy.
This is a very true statement, right? We can't give without there being something that helps to create the opportunity and the platform. And I know that so much of the good work that is done, I mean, you even just the small changes and nuances, those beautiful sculptures in public spaces, the way that they've been able to cover some of those large eyesores that control the traffic lights and power grid. I mean, small changes, yet they make for such a pleasant outcome, and we all want it and we want to see it, yet there has to be this way that as residents, we can do a little to help contribute and make it really special. And so on the website, of course, are ways that folks can donate, sponsor. They can be like White Glove Moving and Storage, where we have a focus in fine art moving and crating that I said years ago, we should align. They have a whole organization dedicated to the arts there in Martin County. Let's commit that time and those dollars so that we can show them that we also support the arts, and as a business, it has done well for us to be able to give. And all of the ways that you can volunteer or contribute are there on the website, along with upcoming events and ways to RSVP, secure your seat for the Sunset Concert, and more, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, with all of us working together, you know, we will not lose anything and we will build more together. And that's really the way this all works. So, you know, so appreciative for whether it's showing up and just filling the gallery with people or whether it's buying tickets for all those things or sponsoring something at a higher level. It all counts and it all matters. And it's, you know, just showing up shows you care.
This is so true. One more time with the website, pretty please, Nancy.
Sure. It's martinarts.org. So that's MARTINARTS.org. All kinds of great information about our upcoming calendar and events and all the things going on in arts and culture throughout Martin County, because we do post all those events, whether they're at the Lyric of the Elliott Museum or the Children's Museum. They're all on there, so you can fill up your calendar and come be a part of it.
Love, love, love. One and all, we were just chatting with Nancy Terrell, Executive Director of Martin Arts, where we got a full recap of what to look forward to as we enter August. And don't miss out on the opportunity to see the Martin County's Centennial Timeless Martin exhibition. That's going to be so special. Nancy, thank you for all you do. Ladies and gentlemen, there's more in store with Where to Go, What to Try, and How to Give Back throughout the Treasure Coast. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. Don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Big news, Treasure Coast. Your favorite mortgage team just got even better. Introducing the same trusted faces you know and love, now with Union Home Mortgage.
Hi, this is Shannon Pohl.
Hi, this is Lucy Cranker.
And these high-producing team members bring decades of experience, unwavering honesty, and hearts of gold to every home loan. And here's the best part. Same local processing, underwriting, and appraisers you rely on. Contact Union Home Mortgage.
Visit us online at shannoncpohl.com
and lucycranker.com.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
At Sunshine Furniture, our 35,000 square foot showroom is filled with the largest selection of in-stock tariff-free coastal furniture on the Treasure Coast. Dining and bedroom sets, occasional tables, sofas, sleeper sofas, love seats and chairs in the latest styles and colors from Tommy Bahama, Lexington, Hooker, Four Seasons, Braxton Color, and Capri. We're the outdoor furniture experts and have hundreds of styles of any patio furniture you need, including a gallery of American-made telescope, Berlin Gardens, and Pollywood, all with no tariff ever. We specialize in fire pits, outdoor rugs, umbrellas, and replacement cushions. Right now, we're having a summer sale with lots of great markdowns and discounts on everything you need for your Florida home, including all pictures, lamps, and accessories half price. Sunshine Furniture, 1295 US 1 in the Publix Plaza, Vero Beach. Don't forget to visit our outlet store directly across the street, filled with lots of name brand closeouts and sale items. Come in now for our summer sale and visit our website at sunshinefurniturecasual.com.
It's time to call Easy Brew Coffee and Bottled Water Service and learn just how much you can save and how convenient it is to have your coffee and bottled water delivered right to your home or office. In addition to water coolers, Easy Brew offers individual bottles of water in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. No more lugging it home or dragging it into the office. Serving the Treasure Coast for over two decades, two letters, one simple name, Easy for Easy Brew. Visit e-zbrew.com or call 800-792-3285. Easy Brew.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Welcome back, friends. August is here. Happy birthday to my brother, TJ, proud Army soldier. I just love that, man. Let's see. Shout out to our friends at Foxy's. That's a great birthday gift, by the way. A gift card to Foxy Nails. And there's two locations. You might know that they have one in Vero near the Hallmark and the Fresh Market. The second is off of Seaway Drive there in St. Lucie County. And they are true nail artists. You bring them a look, they will emulate it. It will last for weeks. You will love the price point. And they are friendly to women, men, children. Walk-ins are welcome 7 days a week. I just really enjoy the pampering, and you just walk out feeling so foxified. I tell you what. Also, of course, Union Home Mortgage, Shannon and Lucy, these gals have been at it in the mortgage lending business for decades. And with Union, they have a variety of products to help you as you upsize or downsize, maybe a first-time home buyer, maybe you wish to build something custom, whether it's adding on to what you have or starting from scratch. And so sit down with them, consult, maybe put together a game plan. Maybe it is something that you're already ready for, or you just want to formulate something to execute in 2026. Now is the time to get started, and Shannon and Lucy can certainly guide you, and their team are really great at what they do with such patience. Of course, True Color Salon and Spa, yes, it's in Vero, off Old Dixie, yet it's one of the largest salons in the Treasure Coast, over 6,000 square feet. They have incredible massage packages. You can buy 6, 7, 8 massages in bulk, and you get deep discounts when you buy them in bulk. And it can be 60-minute, 80-minute. You can do therapeutic. You can do Swedish. So many options. Plus, they have monthly specials that are really great to take advantage of. And their new specials are out for August. Check them out at truecolorssalon.com, and you'll be able to live link to those and get something. And on their website, you can customize a gift certificate for anybody that you wish to send it to and email it to them or print it and mail it, what have you. So anniversaries, birthdays, just because, I mean, it's just a really great way to uplift. My girlfriend was having a week, man. It was back to back, and I got her a massage, and it just made her whole world. And so just think about those little touches, and to think that we can support incredible sponsors that bring this show to life, that makes it possible to have this local content each and every week. As we are rolling into August, you can join us at the Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network on the 5th, the first Tuesday of every month. We are at Tutto Fresco, such an incredible restaurant, tons of parking, really delicious. For just the cost of lunch, you get to give a commercial, and there's testimonials and door prizes and fun. So we're very excited. Monica with Everwell Insurance will be our featured speaker. The second Friday of every month, we meet in Vero Beach at the Twisted Lime, and we're thrilled that we are going to have the Vero Beach Art Club with us presenting, celebrating 90 years of art in the community, and that will be on August 8th, Friday, August 8th. And then towards the latter part of the month, it's the third Wednesday, we meet in Stewart. We highlighted earlier in the show how delicious Michelina's is. You can try it yourself at our Ladies' Luncheon that third Wednesday, which is August 20th. You can join us for lunch there. And it's just really uplifting, positive, fun, and effective, right? We're always looking as ladies to support other women, but there's also such a great opportunity to build our referral and our resource partners, because you want to be that one-stop shop for your customer. And then it's just so fun to say, I got a gal for that. You know, you meet these ladies, you grow a bond, and check out the directory. It's tcpremierwomensnetwork.com. Maybe you don't have time to come network in person, yet you like the concept of supporting other women in business. On that directory, there's more than 300 ladies that are dedicated to making you shine when you give that referral. And they have so many opportunities to make your life easier, right? Whether it's your home, your body, your vehicle, your business. There's so many things that you can take advantage of. So check out that directory, tcpremierwomensnetwork.com. The directory is there. You can also reserve a seat for your tickets. And once again, treasurecoastinsider.us is the website where you can live link to our incredible sponsors, as well as share shows with those that might benefit from some of this incredible local content. Once again, White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery is really the backbone of this broadcast. And one piece or many across the street, state, or country, we have no minimums, no credit card processing fees, no hidden fees at all. We would love to be the movers that you choose and recommend. Thank you again to all of our sponsors, Union Home Mortgage, Michelina's, True Color Salon and Spa, Foxy Nails, and White Glove. We look forward to seeing you out in the community this August, friends. Until next week, cheers.